Natomas Unified School District School Bond Measure J to protect quality education in Natomas, increasing student safety and security, improving accessibility for disabled students, upgrading classrooms for 21st century learning and college/career readiness with technology, furniture, and equipment, repairing and constructing school and support facilities, upgrading basic infrastructure/utilities, and acquiring new school sites. Shall Natomas Unified School District issue up to $129 million of bonds at legal interest rates, with citizen oversight, annual independent audits, and no money for administrators' salaries or pensions? Approval of Measure J does not guarantee that the proposed project or projects in the Natomas Unified School District that are the subject of bonds under Measure J will be funded beyond the local revenues generated by Measure J. The school district's proposal for the project or projects may assume the receipt of matching state funds, which could be subject to appropriation by the legislature or approval of a statewide bond measure. Ed. Code 15122.5 Impartial analysis of Measure J prepared by County Council. Measure J, if approved by the voters, would allow the Natomas Unified School District, to incur bonded indebtedness up to a maximum amount of $129 million. The proceeds from the issuance and sale of such general obligation bonds could only be used for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities. No funds derived from bond sales may be used for general school operating expenses, including administrator and teacher salaries, or for any purpose or project other than those expressly stated in the measure. Measure J lists the school facility improvement projects within the district intended to be financed by bond sales. To assure that funds are spent only as specified in the measure, Measure J requires 1. The appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee, and 2. Completion of annual independent performance and financial audits. If Measure J is passed, the actual dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold would be governed by the district based on the need for construction funds and other factors. If Measure J is approved, the tax rates necessary for payment of principal and interest on any bonds sold will be largely dictated by the timing of the bond sales, the amount sold at a given sale, market interest rates at the time of each sale, although in no event greater than the maximum bond interest rate allowed by law, as well as actual assessed valuation of taxable property in the district over the term of repayment. Passage of Measure J requires approval by 55% of the voters voting thereon. Full text of Measure J bond authorization by approval of this proposition by at least 55% of the registered voters voting on the proposition. The district shall be authorized to issue and sell bonds of up to $129 million in aggregate principal amount to provide financing for the specific school facilities projects listed in the bond project list attached hereto as Exhibit A, subject to all of the accountability safeguards specified below. Bonds will be issued in one or more series. Accountability safeguards. The provisions in this section are specifically included in this proposition in order that the voters and taxpayers of the district may be assured that their money will be spent to address the specific facilities needs of the district, in compliance with the requirements of Article 13A, Section 1(b)(3) of the state constitution, and the Strict Accountability and Local School Construction Bonds Act of 2000, codified at section 15,264 SEQ of the California Education Code. Evaluation of needs. The board has updated its facilities master plan in order to evaluate and address all of the facilities needs of the district and to determine which projects to finance from a local bond at this time. The board hereby certifies that it has evaluated safety, class size reduction and information technology and other needs in developing the bond project list contained in Exhibit A. Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. The board shall establish an Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, Section 15,278 SEQ of the California Education Code, to ensure bond proceeds are expended only for the school facilities projects listed in Exhibit A. The committee shall be established within 60 days of the date when the results of the election appear in the minutes of the board. Annual performance audits. The board shall cause an annual independent performance audit to be conducted to ensure that the bond proceeds have been expended only on the school facilities projects listed in Exhibit A. Annual financial audits. The board shall cause an annual independent financial audit of the bond proceeds to be conducted until all of those proceeds have been spent for the school facilities projects listed in Exhibit A. Bond project list. The bond project list attached to this resolution as Exhibit A shall be considered a part of the ballot proposition and shall be reproduced in any official document required to contain the full statement of the bond proposition. The bond project list, which is an integral part of this proposition, lists the specific projects the district proposes to finance with proceeds of the bonds. Listed repairs, rehabilitation projects and upgrades will be completed as needed. Each project is assumed to include its share of costs of the election and bond issuance, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, construction management, and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans are finalized, construction bids are awarded, and projects are completed. In addition, certain construction funds expected from non-bond sources, including state grant funds for eligible projects, have not yet been secured. Therefore, the board cannot guarantee that the bonds will provide sufficient funds to allow completion of all listed projects. Further specifications. No administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. Single purpose. All of the purposes enumerated in this proposition shall be united and voted upon as one single proposition, pursuant to Section 15,100 of the California Education Code, and all the purposes shall constitute the specific single purpose of the bonds, and proceeds of the bonds shall be spent only for such purpose, pursuant to Section 53,410 of the California Government Code. Exhibit A. Natomas Unified School District Bond Project List. Safety and security, including fire protection systems, security systems, emergency communication systems, lighting, school entry and access areas, locks, parking and transportation areas, fencing, and earthquake retrofitting. Improving accessibility for students with disabilities, to help ensure that all schools are accessible. 21st Century Learning Classroom Improvements, including building and space layout configuration, furniture, technology, and equipment, but specifically excluding laptops and tablets to allow for student collaboration, teamwork, and expanded learning methods. Repair and upgrade classrooms, labs, and schools, including roofs, walls, windows, doors, floors, and ceilings. Classroom, lab, and school construction for enhancing education, including college preparatory education, career, and technical education, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math education. Basic infrastructure and utilities, including electrical systems and wiring for computer technology and internet access, plumbing and restrooms, sewer, gas, electrical, water, storm drainage, HVAC systems, and energy efficiency systems. Landscape and hardscape improvements and repairs, including irrigation systems, fields, playgrounds, courtyards, quas, trees, and shade structures. Student and staff support facilities, including libraries, student union, student services, and administration facilities. District/City of Sacramento Joint Use Aquatics Facility adjacent to Intercom High School. Acquisition of new school sites. The following sites are planned to receive some of the improvements described above. American Lakes Elementary School, Bannon Creek Elementary School, Discovery High School, H. Allen Height Elementary School, Heron School, Intercom High School, Jefferson Elementary School, Leroy Green Academy, Natomas Charter School, including Star Academy, Natomas Gateways Middle School, Natomas High School, Natomas Middle School, Natomas Pacific Pathways Prep, Natomas Pacific Pathways Prep Middle School, Natomas Park Elementary School, Natomas USD Education Center, Two Rivers Elementary School, Westlake Charter Middle School, including a future K-8 site, Westlake Charter School, including a future K-8 site, Witter Ranch Elementary School. Other district-owned school sites, each project is assumed to include its share of costs of the bond issuance, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, furniture, equipment, construction management, and a customary contingency for design and construction costs. Projects may also include the preparation of facility planning, facility studies, assessment reviews, facility master plan preparation and updates, environmental studies, including environmental investigation, remediation and monitoring, design and construction documentation, and temporary housing of dislocated district activities caused by bond projects, necessary site preparation / restoration, and landscaping may occur in connection with new construction, renovation, or remodeling, or installation or removal of relocatable classrooms, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing, or installing irrigation, utility lines, trees, and landscaping, redirecting fire access, and acquiring any necessary easements, licenses, or rights of way to the property. For any project involving modernization or renovation of a building, or the major portion of a building, the district shall be authorized to proceed with new replacement construction if the Board of Trustees determines that replacement and new construction is economically more practical. The budget for each project is an estimate and may be affected by factors beyond the district's control. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans are finalized, construction bids are awarded, and projects are completed. Based on the final costs of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be performed. Bond proceeds shall be expended only for the specific purposes identified herein. Proceeds of the bonds may be used to pay or reimburse the district for the cost of district staff when performing work on or necessary and incidental to the bond projects, but not for other administrator or teacher salaries. The district shall create an account into which proceeds of the bonds shall be deposited and comply with the reporting requirements of Government Code 53410. In order to maximize the effectiveness of the bond proceeds in meeting the need for public school facilities, charter schools receiving allocations of bond proceeds shall have the greatest amount of flexibility possible to lease, purchase, develop, and finance charter school facilities so as long as consistent with state laws applicable to charter school facilities projects and board approval. Exhibit B tax rate statement. An election will be held in the Natomas Unified School District, the district, on November 4, 2014, to authorize the sale of up to $129 million in bonds of the district for the specific school facilities projects listed in the bond project list established by the district, as described in the proposition. If the bonds are authorized and a state bonding capacity waiver is received, the district expects to sell the bonds in two or more series. Principal and interest on the bonds will be payable from the proceeds of tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is provided in compliance with Sections 9400 to 9404. Of the Elections Code of the State of California. 1. The best estimate of the tax which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the first fiscal year after the sale of the first series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $59.02 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2015-16. 2. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $59.49 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2022-23. 3. The best estimate of the tax which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the first fiscal year after the sale of the last series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $59.09 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2021-22. 4. The best estimate of the average tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the life of the bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $59.10 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Voters should note that estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value of taxable property on Sacramento County's official tax rolls, not on the property's market value. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. Attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon the district's projections and estimates only, which are not binding upon the district. The actual tax rates and the years in which they will apply may vary from those presently estimated, due to variations from these estimates in the timing of bond sales, the amount of bonds sold and market interest rates at the time of each sale, and actual assessed valuations over the term of repayment of the bonds. The dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on need for construction funds and other factors. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on the bond market at the time of each sale. actual future assessed valuation will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district, as determined by the Sacramento County Assessor, in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Dated July 23, 2014 S/Chris Evans, Superintendent Natomas Unified School District. Argument in favor of Measure J. Measure J will provide needed funding to Natomas schools to improve safety and security, bring up-to-date technology to our classrooms, and make needed repairs and improvements. Measure J will ensure we have enough classrooms and schools to meet a growing population. 21st century jobs and careers require current technology and training. This measure will upgrade our classrooms and science and computer labs to provide access for all students to updated technology, preparing them for college and the jobs of the future. The Natomas District has experienced increased enrollment and will continue to see significant growth in the next decade. Measure J gives us the ability to build classrooms and schools to meet the needs of our growing community, reduce class size and address overcrowding. Yes on Measure J authorizes $129 million in bond funds for all 18 Natomas schools. School improvements will include improving school security and safety, including fire safety and asbestos and lead paint removal, update in classroom technology for 21st century learning, updating electrical systems and wiring for computer technology and internet access, and modernizing out-of-date science and technology labs. Yes on Measure J will ensure that all schools are accessible for students with disabilities. It will repair deteriorate in classrooms, libraries, roofing, and restrooms, and provide facilities for job and college preparation. Measure J includes strict accountability. It requires annual audits, a Citizens Oversight Committee that will review all expenditures, and a guarantee that no funds will be spent on administration, salaries, or pensions. Join parents and teachers, principals, police, and firefighters, local small business owners, and community leaders throughout Natomas. Vote yes on Measure J. S/Angelique Ashby, Mayor Pro Tem, City of Sacramento. Parent, Natomas Student. S/Dustin Johnson, Trustee, Los Rios Community College. Parent, Natomas Student. S/Brian Rice, President, Sacramento Area Firefighters Local 522. Grandparent, Natomas Student. S/Donnie M. Marshall, Small Business Owner, Community Leader. Parent, Natomas Student. S/John Ike, Executive Director, Westlake Charter, and former Principal, Natomas HS. Parent, Natomas Student. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure J was filed. No argument against Measure J was filed.